I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with State Senator Tom Casperson. We talked about some of the key issues he expects to see addressed during this latest legislative session, and also what Governor Rick Snyder will be discussing in his State of the State address this week. Here's more with State Senator Tom Casperson.
When we ended in the last session, we had the energy rewrite in the night Thursday that we closed things down Thursday night. Governor Snyder came and talked with me and assured me that they're not letting go of the issues we had talked about with energy, and they were going to, he assured me he'd work with me on it. So I think you'll see us keep plugging away at the concept of a transmission line. That for sure is going to stay at least on the table for the discussion. I did not get the land management plan did not make it through. It got held up in the House at the last hour, so we couldn't get that, so we're coming right back with that. It didn't get through the what I call the loser pay or the equal justice, the two bills I had on that. I'm going to reintroduce those immediately and get those out and running right away. So We got a lot to work on right out of the gate.
One of the things I know with the energy plan was just the concerns with the UP, with it being geographically separated from the lower peninsula. How do you feel that with those plans that are being discussed right now, that energy concerns in Upper Michigan are going to be addressed?
Well, the governor was right in the forefront of this thing, so he understands the UP. He understands the needs we have up here and the problems we have with energy. And so I think it should stay in the forefront. The problem we're running into is the large power companies for sure probably weren't big fans of it. If you take Wisconsin Electric, which we rely on heavily here in the Upper Peninsula, they probably believe they have plenty of energy that they can get to us. We just need to do it with transmission lines out of Wisconsin. It seems like consumers in DTE probably don't care for a transmission line because they don't want to see the competition, which could be Wisconsin Electric or others up in the UP, Wolverine and Gaylord. And so it seems to me that that's some of it. I mean, that's my opinion as to why, but they're pretty quiet as to why, other than to say, well, it was going to cost everybody a lot of money. And we didn't know what that cost was, and that was the first hurdle we had to overcome, and we couldn't get to it.
State Senator Tom Casperson with us this morning, giving us a legislative update. How about dark stores? I know that we talked about it prior to the end of the session. Didn't come really up and move forward in the Senate. What do you expect we're going to see, if anything, right now with the dark stores matter in the session?
We're drafting bills right away. That's another one that we're going to come after right away. Hopefully we can get it started in the Senate first this time. Representative Maturin is still over in the House, and John has been working pretty close with Representative Maturin, John Kivala. And so I think the House, they can work it out over there. Our hurdle is going to be the Senate. And my goal is, and we're talking with leadership right now, to see if we can get our day in court in a different committee and shift it over to a different committee to have the hearings. I think once we have the hearings and people can actually see this thing laid out, we should win this thing.
It's going to be interesting to watch that in particular. And with the State of the State address coming up here in the very near future, your thoughts on what we're going to hear from the governor?
I think he's going to talk about the infrastructure issues throughout the state, whether it be the roads and everything that you saw happen in Flint, the things you saw happen in Detroit. We got infrastructure issues across the state. I think you've heard a lot of it, and you probably know that people are talking about it even across the country. So I think we've got to find a way to start upgrading these things and partnering with our local communities to get it done. It's kind of an overwhelming task for a small community to take it on, or a large one even, to take it on by themselves. So I think you'll see the governor start talking about plans to see if we can't start tackling it.
That's the comments of State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.